Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu, and this is the big interview. Oh, I have a special guest for you. He's currently not attached to any side. He was one of the best players in the Premier Soccer League a few seasons ago. His name is Robert Ngambi. He used to play for a team once called Platinum Stars, now called Cape Umoya United. We speak about that. We speak about the team that he almost joined, but unfortunately didn't get to join. We talk about a lot of his career in this big interview. Now, before we move on to the big interview, well, I'd like to tell you that in this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, Vuyani Jonin, our editor, has pulled off another big one. He recently spoke to Siphiwe Tshabalala about his move to Turkey. He recently moved to Erzurumspor at the age of 33 years old, something that was met with huge fanfare in Turkey. So, our editor spoke to Shaba about that move, how it materialized, how it came about, and what his hopes are for his new team. So go out there and buy the paper for only 3 rand 90 cents. I'm now joined on the line by former Platinum Stars attacking midfielder and Malawian international Robert Ngambi. Robert, thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm alright, Mr. Boss.
All right, it's very nice to speak to you, man. I mean, it's been a while. Well, the last time we checked, you were at a team called Platinum Stars. We now know that we can no longer say that there is a team called Platinum Stars. So give us an update about where Robert Ngambi is, seeing that Cape Umoya United is now the name of the team and it's in the National First Division. So what is up with Robert Ngambi at the moment?
Yeah, as you know, that I'm no longer with Umoya, which was called Platinum Stars before. My contract expired last two months ago. So I was called by the other team in Cyprus called GG, where I was there for 1 month. Everything went well, so I just got back because I wanted to do a few things. Although the league is not that competitive, so.
Is Cyprus your only option at the moment, or is overseas your only option, or you're looking at other teams as well?
No, it depends. Because I didn't know I was going to in Cyprus, so I just wanted a new experience as well. I got just play chess and play in Europe for 2 years. And yeah, so that was the best option that I put in my mind. Let me go and see what's happening that side. So that's the reason that I was there. But if something comes up, I'll see.
Now, tell me, when it came time for you to no longer work with Platinum, with Cape Umoya United, were there any discussions perhaps about you continuing with them, or was it mainly you not willing to go to the National First Division?
No, I never spoke with the coach when the league got finished. I think, because there was a lot of things happening. There was about the team relocating from Rustin Bay to... we didn't know by that time where would be the team going, would be the team staying, Rustin Bay, would be the team moving out to somewhere else. So apparently we never communicated with the coach or the management. So it was really a tough situation that we're in. I think everyone was stressful. So my contract also was coming to an end. So so I think it was really a difficult decision for us to make as a player. So we had to wait, and at the end of the day, we have families, I think. We had to look around and maybe get a job somewhere else. So luckily enough, there was a team that called me and I had to leave. So I didn't have time to speak to the management or to the coach. They wanted my services. So, yeah.
But for you, if it wasn't for the financial aspect of it, you would have been willing to go to the National First Division, or was it more of you just looking at it and seeing that this is no longer the club that I joined and I'm not willing to relocate?
No, but that also depends to the management, it depends on the coach's plan. It was a difficult situation that we did. Maybe at that time, you never know, maybe I would have said yes. But also it depends. Maybe the coach wanted different players just to change a little bit of team. because you know going down also you need a lot of things that you need to do as a coaches and management. Also, you're looking at the players that you have, you need the players that you have to bring in. So the time was too short.
All right, and let's look now back at the team. I mean, you had an illustrious career there, winning Telkom Knockout, MTN 8. You were a cup-winning side as Platinum Stars. A lot was expected from it, the club. No one could have expected that it would have gone down last season. Let's talk about some of the highlights that you had at Platinum Stars when you spent your time there.
Yeah, I had a very good time there. I think the guys were good, and the management, the chairman, everyone, I think, was very good, like to me. And I think the season 2012, I think that was my highlight. Besides winning the next season, winning the Telkom Cup and MTN 8, but the season 2012, that was the best season I think I had with the club. Although we didn't win anything, but we came second and they almost won the league. I think we lost the league by 1 point. So that was the best season that I had with Platinum Stars. And comparing to the season after that, I think the season before that one where we fought relegation. And then soon after we fought relegation, we came second. So for me, that was the best season that I had with Platinum Stars. And followed by the 2013 season where we won MTN 8 and Telkom. So yeah, I think I had a very, very good season. But that was
And of course, the season that you're talking about, the way you won the cup and the cup double, Telkom Knockout and MTN 8, is the same season that you were the last man standing for the MTN 8, where you were the best player for the tournament. I suppose even those personal accolades were the highlights for you.
Exactly. But for me, yeah, you know, sometimes you have to be happy when you win those awards. But for me, I always look at the team effort. I mean, team like Platinum Stars, I mean, to come second, that was the best season. I mean, we won Q1, we won Q2, we won Q4, and we came second. And I think I was also among the best players in the country, whereby I was nominated Players Player of the Season. So yeah, it was also, yes. And I won also Q4 Players of the Series. So yeah, it was the season to remember.
And you know, one of the mysteries of you, and you may not know this, of course, yourself, but the mystery from the perspective of the journalists, ourselves, and the fans is that a lot of your teammates were moving around. When they do well at Platinum Stars, they would be sold to Chiefs, Pirates, or Sundowns. You think of Mogakolo Dingele, you think of Ndumiso Mabena, Pelele Mthembu, all of the guys that were doing so well, Isasa, around you, they would earn moves to bigger sides. Now, let's talk about the moves that perhaps failed to happen, that were almost close at that time. We are no longer living in that time, so it's easier now to talk about them. But let's talk about the moves that almost materialized and what happened then.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of teams that were interested in signing me. But also you have to understand that we can't go and play for one team. At some point, I think also you have to understand that Platinum Stars is the team that also wanted to achieve a lot in football, and we did that as a group. So for me, we had a chat with the coach, with the management and the chairman. I mean, they wanted a team that they can present, I mean, in Africa, a strong team that they can also compete in the league the way we did, a team that they can win cups. So by letting all the players go, it's like also you're killing the team. So they wanted to keep the core of the team strong. But the other guys, they could have taken a chance. They wanted to go and play somewhere else. But with me, I think I was helping with the chief, with the management of the Platinum side, the coaches, the way they handled the situation. So for me, I decided to stay because what I wanted is to play football. With the facilities that the team had, I couldn't ask for more. So that was the main reason that I stayed, because they wanted me to stay. I think also I don't regret by me staying, although what happened last season, I think happens, can happen to any other club. But I think I don't regret staying at Platinum Stars. I never did. They helped me a lot, I mean, to improve my game, to be where I am today. I think it's because of them. So, yeah.
That's quite heartwarming to hear, because one of the things that I wanted to ask you is whether you or not you have any regrets. I suppose you just answered that now, seeing what has happened now with the club. However, I want to explore further this, that I do believe that you were very, very close, or you should have been very, very close, because you were one of the best players in the league. You should have been very close to signing. There was a point where you would have believed that next week you would definitely be a player for another team. Let's talk about that and which team came very close in signing you.
I spoke to the coach, Vito. Harry wanted me, he wanted me to sign me. And SuperSport also, they came very close before Sundown and Pirates also. But it was a difficult situation, and it was very, very also difficult for me. I mean, for someone that, you see, the club that they give you so much respect, they give me the thing that I asked, which is to play football. I enjoyed playing football at Platinum Stars. Like, okay, I played at Black Paper, but at Platinum Stars, I think I enjoyed it more. So, with the chat that I had with the coach, with the chat that I had with the general manager, Celso, that time, and the chairman, I think for me to just leave. And what they told me, especially what I wanted, they gave me what I wanted, which is to play and offer me things that I think I couldn't make them and go for another club. So yeah, that's why I decided to renew the contract with them and stay there.
Alright. Yeah.
So for me, that's what I'm saying, I'm not regretting anything by staying at Platinum Stars, because we like a family. The team gave me happiness. I was happy with the teammate that I was having, players that were there. We just like a family. So for me to leave that and go to another club, I think it was really a very difficult decision to make.
All right. And I'm sure you know Coach Gavin Hunt. And I spoke to Coach Gavin Hunt, and I'm going to ask you something similar. When I spoke to him, he, at some point, many moons ago, he used to coach a team called Morocco Swallows. And eventually, Morocco Swallows was relegated. And one of the things that I asked Coach Gavin Hunt when I spoke to him was, what were the warning signs when he was still coach of Swallows? What did he notice about them that he said, you know what, if they continue doing this, they are going to be in trouble. They'll be relegated, and Swallows is like now a team that is non-existent anymore. So with you and Platinum Stars changing to Cape Moya United, what were some of the behind-the-scenes things that were happening at the club when you were still there that you thought that this is going to be a huge problem? Whether it's overpaying players or releasing too many players at the same time, what were the things that you would have noticed?
But for that one, I think for me, it's very difficult to say. But I mean, if you look at Platinum Stars, the team that they have released a lot of players. I mean, each and every season, you find that they were like selling 3-4 players, good players. So if we could have kept those players, I think it would have been one of the best teams in Africa. If you look each and every team, Pirates, they will have 4-5 players from Platinum Stars. Go to Sundown, 3-4 players from Platinum Stars. So I think that was the main reason also. Like, we, each and every season, we were like rebuilding the team. New players were coming. I'm not saying it's bad, but I mean, you have to look at the performance that you had the previous season before you add or release players. We had a great season 2012 where we came second. The next season we release 4 players. They like so Tuso Pala, Innocent Cabrera. Season after that one we release 4. So you could see that the team was becoming weak and weak each and every season. We're losing quality, but we're not signing the players to replace those ones at the left. So that was the main reason, besides all these things that were happening behind the scenes and stuff. But for me, because I always look when I'm the field of play, I have to behave and play and look at my teammate. Is he giving what the team wants? Am I giving what the team wants? So that was the main reason. The team was coming week and week, each and every season that we play. So you could see from 2012 coming second, 2013, we're in top 8, finishing on the number 7. 2014, we didn't do well. We finished number, I think, we're out of top eight.
Mm.
Yes, 2015. So you could see that the team, then we come back. I mean, we finished third where we went to Africa. After that, we released so many players until the team got relegated. So you could see that the team was becoming weak and weak by releasing players at the end of the season. And the player that we couldn't replace. So I think that was the main reason as well.
All right. And now, as we wrap up our conversation, and I really appreciate you speaking to us, Robert. As we wrap up then, we need now, with Bafana Bafana having played the qualifiers and drawing against Libya, and Bafana Bafana not doing well in terms of qualifying in recent times, most of the time we like asking questions to experienced guys like yourselves, experienced international players. So one of the two things that I would like to find out from you is, why is it that you think that South African football, with its great administration, is not doing well at international level?
Because when it comes to the national team, I mean, for me also, it's not much about administration. Because although we might say that, but football, it plays in the field of play. I think it's just to get the right players. I mean, the right players that are performing, we can make out. Because the national team is not the club whereby you can build, we say you're building the team for 2020 or 2022. It's just at that time that getting the best players that are performing at the best leagues, players that are performing week in, week out, getting them together, giving them confidence and giving them the whole support that they need. And that's the most important is to make sure that they stay motivated. I think that's the only thing that you can do at the international level. But, I mean, to build the teams at the international level is very, very difficult. Because players, they just perform for one season, the next season, one season.
Mm.
So you call them today, tomorrow they're not there. Then you have to get other ones. So you keep on building each and every year. So for me, with the international games, it's different. Get the players that are performing. Give them all they want, motivate them, give them all the support. Make them bring them together. You just make sure that the squad is strong and the morale is high. That's the only thing.
Right. And finally, Robert, who do you think is the best person to take the baton from Itumeleng Khune at international level? If anything were to happen to Itumeleng Khune, retirement or injuries, who do you think is the best goalkeeper to replace him at the moment?
Hey, that's what I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. But I think the keepers are doing well. But I'm not sure. Because at the moment, Itumeleng is still the best and he's still playing. So for that one, you can only see it in future. So for now, I think he's still the best.
All right. So Robert, thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the conversation that I had with Robert Ngambi. Well, for now, it is goodbye. See you next time.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.